Let's bow our head in prayer before she shares the word. Father, O Lamb of God, we come. We come to this table of the blood and the bread that represent your flesh that was broken. And we also come to this word, this table of your word, shared by your Spirit through your servants. We receive it with thanksgiving and willingness to change. It is in the name of Jesus we believe and pray. Amen. Let's clap to the Lord as we welcome our sister Veronica. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. May the peace of our Savior Jesus Christ be with all of us. Amen. For those who don't know me, my name is Veronique Kavuo Kaindo. I'm a lecturer at UL Pejel at the Faculty of Theology. Himbi'an. I'm evangelist there. Let us open our Bible in New Testament and let us read together Matthew chapter 28. We are going to read from 16 verse up to 20. Matthew 28:16-20. If we are together, I'm going to read in the name of Jesus Christ. The 11 disciples traveled to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped, but some doubted. Then Jesus came near and said to them, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe everything I have commanded you. And remember, I'm with you always to the end of the age." Amen. We are going also to read the second letter of Paul to Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 9. There we are going to read just 5 verses. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 1 to 5. Now, concerning the ministry to the saints, it's unnecessary for me to write to you, for I know your eagerness, and I brag about you to the Macedonians. Acres has been prepared since last year, and your zeal has stirred up most of them. But I sent the brothers so our boasting about you in the matter not prove empty, and so you will be prepared just as I said. For if any Macedonians should come with me and find you unprepared, we, not to mention you, will be embarrassed in the situation. Therefore, I considered it necessary to urge the brothers to go on ahead to you and arrange in advance the generous gift you promised, so that it will be ready as a gift and not an extortion. The word of God. Amen. In this morning, our general theme is a true believer and the mission. A true believer and the mission. Maybe I should add the Christian mission, because we know that we have many kind of missions. And our topic is how a true believer, or I can say how a Christian believer can help strengthen the gospel in the mission field. Amen. Our preaching of this morning has five small parts. Yeah, first of all, we are going to define our keywords. And secondly, we are going to talk about the Great Commission according to Matthew 28. And here I'm just going to speak about two verses, the 19th and the 20th. Third, we are going to develop a little bit or talk about the evangelical mission within the today's challenges in our country or in the eastern part of the DRC. Fourth, we are going to talk about how the true believer, and that is our topic of today, how the true believer from our church, from our local church, can help strengthen to in the new mission field. And we are going to end up with our conclusion as usual. But what is the purpose of our preaching of today? Yeah, here we would like just to let us stir up once more our zeal concerning the mission field. We know that we have that zeal, but we need again to put some power or to stir up it once more so that we must give ourselves to that mission in the new mission field. The second purpose is just we need to be prepared and be ready to support this big project that our church, our big church, the Baptist Church in the eastern of Africa, yeah, we have a big project of spreading the Christian faith through all over in the world. And now, the purpose is that we must be prepared and be ready as we are launching today the month of mission in our church. Amen. Starting from today, the 26th of February, we are still in February, yes, until the 4th of April, we will be talking about mission and prepare ourselves to give or to surrender our lives and to give all that we can have to support this big project in our church. Let us now start with the first point, which is the definition of our keywords. In our theme, our big themes, the general theme, and in our topics, we have just two keywords. The first one is mission, and the second is the believer. Here, when I was searching in my dictionaries, different books, yes, I just picked some of the definitions of mission. The first one, mission is a calling or a vocation. And we know that we can have many or different type of callings or different type of mission that I'm going to talk about later. Yeah, but let me say just like that, we know that we have the religious calling. Someone can say, no, I'm called to become a pastor or an evangelist or a priest. And in the Catholic Church, others can feel the calling to become nuns and so on. That I called it religious calling. Yeah. And the lady who is standing in front of you has also the calling of becoming pastor, even though my church hasn't recognized it. Yeah, but I feel it and I like it. And I feel free when I'm talking about the word of God. Yeah, because it's my calling. It's the vocation. And God has put that mission, the flow to preach. I say, thank you, Lord. Yeah, but I'm still, yeah, comprenez mon émotion. Okay. Yeah, and others can have a social calling. You'll see someone being attracted by doing social works. And he'll feel free and he feel better when he's fulfilling the calling or that mission, the social mission. And there are others who has also receiving the political calling. I know in this church, there are some, if I'm not lying, who has now receiving the calling of going and work in the political matters in the countries, in our country. Yeah, someone can have the religious calling, or God is free to give many callings to one person. Someone can be a pastor, and you'll see him being attracted by political matters or social matters or, and so on. It means that we are not limited. Yeah. Don't be surprised. One day, maybe you will see also Veronique, who is standing in front of you. Yes. Also doing political matters. He will not be surprised because our God is rich and he can call us to do whatever he wants, and he prepares us to do whatever he wants. And now, as we are concerned with the religious things now, let us say that the mission is the vocation or the calling of the religious organization, especially a Christian one, to go out into the world and spread the Christian faith. And that's what I called a big project of our church, of our Baptist church in the Central Africa. Excuse me, at the beginning I said in the Eastern Africa, but we are in the Central Africa. We have that big project, and we have sent many people, many young missionaries, to go and fulfill this mission, this religious mission. Yeah, as we know, the mission is carried out by missionaries. It means that we need ladies and gentlemen to respond to this calling. Many people have received this calling, but they are not responding on it. And I know that many ladies in our church have already also received that. Ladies are treated in our church. Maybe they are not responding to it. Yes, every year, Professor Muteho, who is our dean at the Faculty of Theology, every year we receive gentlemen and some ladies to our theological, at our Faculty of Theology. But this year, I was surprised to see that in the first year, there is no lady. Yes, because in Goma, there is, I don't know if it's a bad spirit which has arisen, where people are fighting against women calling. Pastors who are here, and elders, and all people who knows that they have been saved in Jesus Christ, they must know that the calling of God is not stuck on men. Yeah, because the Bible is saying that in Jesus Christ, there is no man, there is no woman. Let people receive their calling and not be there like a barrier to let people be afraid to respond to the calling of God, because we are made on the same flesh. Amen? Yes, a missionary is a person sent on a religious mission, especially one sent to promote Christianity in a foreign country, can go in a foreign country to strengthen the gospel in the mission field. Or he can be sent out of their home or out of their province or their countries. And now, I said that the second word is with the believer, because in our topic, believer is general, but we know that here we are talking about Christian believers, because we can have Muslim believers. We can have believers of other religion. But here we are talking about a Christian believer. A Christian believer is the one we call the true believer, as our topic is also saying. Here is someone who has put faith and trust in the redemptive work of Jesus Christ. Amen. He has put his faith and all his trust. And now, Our topic was saying how now that true believer can help strengthen the gospel in the mission field. It brings us to our second point, as like I said in my content, the great mission according to Matthew 28, we found the great commission, because there Jesus said, go and make disciples of all nations. And he added, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And our Savior added something which is very powerful and give us also confidence, is he said, and remember, I'm with you always to the end of the age. Hallelujah. We don't have to be afraid. We don't have to be scared of this mission, because the powerful Christ said that he will be always with us. Even though I can be sent somewhere that where I don't know, wherever will be sent, I must know that Jesus will be with me. And this, in this commission, this great commission of Jesus Christ, we find three action verbs. There is the verb to go, the verb baptize, the verb to teach. Yeah, these are active verbs. It means that our mission is active. We don't have to fold our arms when we have been saved by the Lord. And this commission was given to, this mission was given to disciples of Jesus Christ. Those who believed in Jesus Christ, those who walked with Jesus Christ, and they accepted to give all, to surrender their life to that faith of Jesus Christ. And Jesus, if I can start at the 18th verse, he said that he received the power from the Lord. Everything, every power from the earth and the heaven have been given to our Lord Jesus Christ. And when we believe in him, it means that we become also powerful in him. Amen. It means that it's something that can make me boastful. A positive attitude of being boastful in Jesus Christ, because it's his powerful, and when I've believed to him, I'm in him, and I've become also powerful. It means that when I'm powerful in Jesus Christ, who is himself powerful, wherever he's going to send me, I will go, and I will go to do the thing that he said. I'm going to evangelize people, and those who are going to receive the faith or to accept Jesus as their Savior, they will be baptized, and then they are going to remain disciples, because now they are going to be taught the Word of God until they become, they grow, until they grow up in the Word of God. Here we can ask ourselves, why now all nations should be brought under Jesus' government and made those people, all the nation, to be made subject to the authority of Jesus. It's because of that verse 18 that I was explaining, which says, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. That is Jesus. It's me that to Jesus. And as he's powerful, he has all the authorities. It means that we are also powerful in him, and he will never forsake us. He will never fail us. That's why, even though some people hasn't recognized my calling, I continue working for God, because I know that he knows me, and he is with me, and he will never fail me. He'll never forsake me. Even though people will say, that one, she's not deserved for this or for that, I know that God knows that I'm deserved. Amen. You also of this great mission. As far as the CBK is concerned, there are two kinds of missions waiting for us. There is the internal mission, la mission interne, and there is also the external mission. The internal mission is the one, I can say that what all baptized people, without any exception, are called to fulfill in their local area. If you have been baptized, if you have already accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, the Savior of your life, you are called to exercise the internal mission. It means to preach the word of God, and we are going to see other marks of mission to which we are called. The external mission is now when we go out of our local area. It can be in our province, but at the very end, because we still have parts where maybe people haven't yet heard about Jesus Christ, or those who are still Muslim, we need to go there because Jesus have sent us, have said, go without exception. This external mission, sometimes and every time, it requires voluntary missionaries. Those who give themselves to say, I will go. Because in our local area, everybody can exercise the mission. But when it comes now to go out, to leave your area, yes, I can see some young students, young theologians who achieve their studies at our faculties. Many, some of them have been sent in Lubumbashi, in Kampala, Maniema, where the Sebeka would like to spread the faith or the Christian faith. Those are voluntary people, because when, imagine they sent you in the area when there are no roads, when there are no hospitals, the area which miss many things for our livelihood, but you accept to go there. Yeah, I say, may God be with those people. As those are voluntary people, and as we are launching the month of mission in our church, we are called, we must know that their livelihood, their life, their everyday life lies in our hands. Yeah, because I am not there, or I cannot go there, but there is someone who has accepted to go there. I have now to support that big project. I must know that their lives lie in our hands. It means that my strength, my willingness, or to give it to that big project, so that those who have gone these things must help them to do the work of God there. And when there will be the good result, it means even though you are in Goma, even though I don't know you are in which area, if you have put your strength, you have surrendered yourself to that big project, know that you will be also rewarded like someone who went, even though you are here. That's why if you read the book of Acts, this book teaches us that the word of God can heal with power and can give salvation. But if you read carefully this book of Acts, you will see that our preaching, our teaching is good, but we must also act. We must also care for needy. There are people who are in need. And those voluntary missionary, they are in need. They are in need. And if we are good or true believers, we must know that we can preach, we can hear the word of God, we can sing, we can be elders, we can do whatever in the church, but we have also to act, to care for those needy, and I can call them poor people. Yeah, sometimes in the group WhatsApp of pastors, I can see them sending their pictures. Yeah, when they are welcomed in some area, and I can see that they can be sent somewhere where there is no temple. When they are maybe just, 15 people, and they don't have any piece of land for the church or any temple, and others, there is an unfinished temple, and you see that people in those areas, they are still very poor, or their number is still very low. It means that us, this mission is in our hand to support the work of God. And I was saying the marks of mission, those who are sent, and as we are still here, who are working in the local area, we must know that the first mark of our mission, both internal and external, the first mark is to proclaim the good news of the kingdom, as like I'm doing now, as we always do when we are proclaiming the good news. Second is to teach. Those people must remain in the word of God. And those who have already been taught, now they can be baptized. And when they are already been baptized, we have again to continue nurturing them. Those new believers, we must continue teaching them until they grow up and reach, because we cannot reach the perfect, Christianity like Jesus, but we are on the way. Like Paul said, that he's like an athlete who is going far to reach that perfection. And we must bring also those new believers to that perfection. It means that it's a process. We don't have to leave them alone. We need to be every time with them, showing them the way and how they must live that. Yeah. Okay, that was the second mark of mission. The third is to respond to human need by loving service. Those who we have sent, they are missionaries, they are pastors, or they are evangelists. But when they are in those areas, people who will come to them, sometimes they'll ask them to respond to their need. And if the gospel cannot go with the lovely actions, the gospel cannot reach the goal. That is obvious. If you can see those first missionaries who came to in Africa, they came with the gospel, and they did also the good, the lovely, I can say, acts. That's why we can see the missionaries can build, dispensary is what in English? Dispensary, okay. Health centers, thank you very much. Yes, that was to respond to the need of those poor people that they met here. And when we have sent those people also to the new field, we must know also that they need. Let me talk about the last mark of the missionary is to transform unjust structures of society. Yeah, because we are living in many structures which have taken the injustice as justice. Now the missionary or our mission is also to transform unjust injustice structures of society, to challenge violence of every kind and pursue peace and reconciliation. We need to be reconciled with one another. We don't have to put this animosity, I don't know if it's a good word in English, between us, between the gender, between poor and rich. But we are there to transform that injustice. The today's challenges, I'm going to tell them in just a word. I cannot teach you today what are challenges that in which we are living today in the eastern part of the DRC. We know that we are living, we are facing all consequences of the war. And those people to whom Paul wrote, they were also living in such situation. When Paul wrote the second letter to Corinthians, he was in Macedonia. In Macedonia, And Macedonia, if you read the chapter 8, they will describe that province. Macedonia was a province in which there were many churches, like Philippi, Berea, and other churches. And those were first poor, and they were facing many challenges like those we are facing today. And now Paul was organizing the general giving, the general offering to the saints or to the people who were in Jerusalem. Yeah, he was going church by church to organize the offering to help those who were in Jerusalem, because in Jerusalem, people were persecuted. You know that history, those who believed in Jesus Christ, how they faced many challenges because of their faith. And many of them were hiding, and others were going out of the city. And now, Paul has to look for money for many means to help them. And when he's in Macedonia, he wrote this letter and sent it to the church of Corinth. And there he sent people to go and prepare Corinthian people to give that offering. And where we read, he was showing them that they don't have to embarrass him when he will come. And if he come one with some Macedonian people, because those who are very poor, they are facing also many challenges, but they gave many, many things. And now he was also urging people from Corinth to be ready to give also their part for this big mission to help those who were in Jerusalem. Let me go directly to my conclusion. The CBK, as like I said, has a big project that is to go out the area, the common area, now to go to the world and spread the Christianity and other types of mission that I was explaining here. And we need to respond to that great mission of our Lord. And like those disciples of Jesus Christ, we are called to support. We are called to support by going ourselves, by giving our means, by teaching people, and then we are not going to embarrass the one who gave us that mission. I know that we have many people in our church who are friends of the mission. Always pray, Swahili church, we always say, marafiki wa missioni, the friend of the mission. If you are one of them, praise the Lord. But if you haven't been a friend of the mission, today you can say, Lord, help me also to become the friend of mission. As we will be talking about this through this month, I think at the end, you will take your decision and you will be responding to the great commission of Jesus. May the Lord help us. Amen.